CBS News Brief. Hundreds of fires are burning across Canada with smoke from the blazes billowing into the U.S., worsening air quality in dozens of states. Dr. Andrew Stein on how that can impact your health.
Red, itchy, irritated eyes, the nose can become congested, sinus infections or sinus symptoms can come in, sore throat, bronchitis, and shortness of breath.
Former special counsel Jack Smith is now being investigated. He led the probe into President Trump after the 2020 election. Former federal prosecutor Sarah Krizoff.
The allegation here is to whether Jack Smith's actions were political in some way.
Hundreds of thousands of young Catholics were in Rome this past week for the Jubilee of Youth event. Sister Andrea from Miami was there when Pope Leo held Mass on the final day.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was powerful to receive his blessing.
This week-long events dedicated to young people include spiritual talks, pilgrimages, and more. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shelley Pittman. A new study shows most faculty at Wisconsin universities and across the country have serious concerns about the consequences of holding and expressing liberal political viewpoints. Judith Ruiz-Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
The study from Brandeis University aimed to understand what faculty thought about specific political issues and how they taught about them. Research scientist Graham Wright says they found that many hot-button topics rarely come up in classroom settings.
Less than 10% of the faculty we spoke to reported actively teaching about Israel-Palestine, and for three quarters of them, it just never came up at all, despite all the discourse about these issues.
He says despite faculty being spoken of as activists, only about 20% of faculty included in the study engaged in any form of political activism or social media posting about current politically contentious topics. The Trump administration is targeting U.S. universities with intense focus on anti-Semitism and diversity viewpoints. Some campuses, including the University of Wisconsin-Madison, have faced federal investigations. Others experienced fines and funding cuts. Study co-author Professor Leonard Sachs says the research suggests these broad measures often affect faculty who aren't contributing to any perceived problems.
What goes on college campuses is very important, and it's now the focus of a debate that oftentimes seems unhinged, where you have the attention being focused on a small number of people and generalizing it to all campuses.
Sachs says faculty should be viewed as allies, and he's concerned that the future of higher education is currently at stake. Despite the lack of faculty initiation, the majority of those in the study said they are open to students expressing alternative viewpoints in the classroom. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz-Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
A big night for the defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers reviewing video from last night's family night practice. The list of injured players now up to about half a dozen who did not participate, including tight end Tucker Kraft. He's now got a groin injury. A big night, though, for safety Omar Brown, who was with the Broncos last season. Brown with three interceptions last night and talked about his first impressions of being in Green Bay.
When you get here, you kind of automatically see, like, the tradition they have here. I love all the fans. They just super nice, and they all support us.
Matt LaFleur on Omar Brown.
He's making plays. You want to see how guys respond and react when they get those opportunities, and he's coming through.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series with the Nationals after another win, 8-2 last night. But Sal Frelick dealing with an issue, the meniscus in his left knee.
Something about it's right on a suture that he had before. They say it's fairly common. Yeah, when you wrench it a little bit, it flares up on you.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Still some air quality concerns thanks to wildfire smoke. A mostly sunny sky for your Sunday with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Our winds will turn to the east. For tonight, a few clouds around the area. Lows will drop back into the lower to middle 60s. Right now, it's 58.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Of the Star is on the air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be on till high noon Central Daylight Time. Daylight? What daylight? Have you seen the sky today? Well, don't look too closely. The reason is it's morning, and that sun is right in our face. And it's a hazy sun. Paul Anka did a song, not about that, but it's relative to now. Have that for you in just a bit on the Music of the Star. August 3rd. Why am I chuckling? I remember Memorial Day. August. Stars. We'll be on with you all the way to high noon Central and all over the world. The address for that and for past broadcasts of the Music of the Stars is civicmedia.us. Civicmedia, one word, .us. Music of the Stars. We go. Heroes, those who move mountains.
Cheers to the miracles they make us see. Here's to all brothers. Here's to all people. Here's to the winners. All of us can be. Gentle kisses for my love. It's Sunday, she needn't waken, I'll fix the eggs and bacon her way, while she just dozes. Lately I've taken to bringing her a flower on her train. She's fond of roses. We'll talk away the morning, read the papers, misbehave, enjoying each other. The world is ours to play. We'll take a walk or stay. Long and lazy hours to have and hide away in. For one day, thank goodness, it's Sunday. It's Sunday. Lately I've taken to bringing her a flower on her train. She's fond of roses. We'll talk away the morning, read the papers, misbehave, enjoy each other. The world is ours to play. We'll take a walk or stay in. Long and lazy hours to have and hide away for one day. Thank goodness it's Sunday.
Stein wrote that along with Susan Birkenhead, and that's Tony Mottola on guitar, you might have guessed. Tony Bennett, good morning. It's his birthday. Have some rare Tony later. Here on the Music of the Star.
Last. keep a song from fading too fast. How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things to say? And if we know we're always changing, why should it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear her name. I know the way I feel for you. It's not best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music.
Michelle LeGrand, Tony Bennett, on his birthday. The music of the star. Tony Bennett once said, and I've got that quote somewhere here. You know the song, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance, Gene Kelly? Singing in the Rain. Tony said, you don't really want to sing, you need to sing. What a guy and what an artist. You know, the art aficionado said he's a great artist who happens to sing.
By playing the palladium, and that's how it happened.
On an evening such as this.
Through the years, I've been very fortunate to have a lot of records that sold very well, and so I do a whole section of songs that the public's familiar with. There's some songs from my duets album, and also just good performing songs, songs that I know work for an audience that the audience likes.
Someone who cares like me.
It has to be a great honor to have been asked to do this show because it's his 85th birthday celebrations, which I think that's wonderful, really. And that he's singing so phenomenally well, it makes you feel good.
My heart wants to know.
Just such an honor to sing with Tony, and I'm so excited that he asked me to perform with him.
Listen how our happy hearts are beating, like the ocean beats upon the sand, and our feet in rhythm keep repeating every little movement of the band. Sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow. Strains of a mellow cello, when lights are low. Dear, we're so close together. I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? Two hearts revealing music hath charms, life so appealing, with inspiration in your arms, our lips meeting soft and tender. When lights are low. Sweet music, soft and mellow. Strains of a mellow cello. Together, I think about the weather when lights are low. Two hearts revealing. Music hath charms, life so appealing, with inspiration in your arms, our lips meeting soft and tender, love. When lights are low.
and lights are low. When lights are low,
as Tony with Ralph Sharon, 1964, a rare album indeed. Why it's rare, I don't know. There's something else that's not very rare. It's happened over the past week. I'm talking about smoke pollution. Would you believe that the worst air pollution in the world is in Chicago?
Right now at 4, we begin with our weather alert. You are looking live at some pictures of the hazy sky that has hung over us all day. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is creating very unhealthy air for us right here at home. We appreciate you being with us at 4 o'clock. I'm Marisa Vedra here with meteorologist David Yeomans, and we were all excited.
Stafford.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside.
The music of the stars.
Where this smoke is coming from and how it's actually visible right now from space. Look at this. These bright white colors here, this band of cloud cover, not what I'm looking at. Instead, let's go up here, northwest of Chicago. This hazy, kind of murky color on the satellite picture, this is all Canadian wildfire smoke, and you can see how it's filtering down from Canada, Wisconsin, and Minnesota directly into our area. This is smoke that we will not only have to deal with today, but we now may have to deal with it all through the coming weekend.
Here's Paul Anka.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguise, as no one knows, hides the face, lies the snake. In the sun, in my disgrace, boiling heat. summer stench. Neath the black, the skies look dead. Call my name through the dream, and I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Stuttering, cold and damp, steal the warm wind, tired friend. Times are gone for honest men, sometimes far too long for snakes. In my shoes, walking sleep, and my youth I pray to keep. Heaven send, hell away, no one sings like you anymore. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Till you all just disappear. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come?
Christopher Cornell wrote that. Patrick Williams, the big band. Paul Anka. Tony Bennett on his birthday. And the music of the star.
And then that tops of buildings reappeared. Then suddenly I saw you come my way. And I knew that this would be a lovely day.
Shot on July 28th by eyewitness Cliff Berger, the footage shows the sky turning a deep orange as flames continue to spread across more than 112,000 acres. With only 11% containment reported, the blaze is one of the largest currently burning in the U.S. Firefighters are battling extreme heat, dry conditions, and shifting winds, factors that have fueled nearly 41,000 wildfires across the country so far this year. Though the acreage burned remains slightly below the 10-year average, the frequency of fires is setting new records.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky, flash, bang, alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored view, flash, bang, alakazam, I got a look at you. One look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. 'Cause the ceiling fell in, the bottom fell out, I went into a spin, I started to shout, I've been hit.
This is it,
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam, alakazam,
out of an orange-colored sky.
look and I yell timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit.
This is it, this is it, IT hit.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam, alakazam,
out of an orange colored purple stripe, a fruity green polka dot sky.
Flash, a bam,
alakazam, and goodbye. Wow, I thought love was much softer than that. What a most disturbing sound.
Music of the Stars, Stan Kenton, Nat Cole, New York Voices.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky,
flash, bam, alakazam,
wonderful you came by.
I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored view, flash, I got a look at you. One look and I yell timber, watch out for flying glass.
This is it, I'm in the bottom, I'm in the spin, I'm not the shot, I've been hit.
This is it, this is it,
I dig it.
Voices. Saw them live in Kenosha at Kemper Hall with the Count Basie Band, 1996. Started out in 1987. They were a vocal group from Ithaca College. The alumni, you know. Put together their first album in 1989, got a Grammy. They were six voices, now they're a quartet. In fact, they go to schools and give jazz clinics. Good for them. So far, the New York Voices, seven albums. The music of the stars. They're saying, stay indoors. When I was a kid, orange. I never saw an orange sky. Well, today I did. Last, can I?
Take all the colors under the sun. Only one color I think much fun, and that's orange. Orange, I said, the silly old color who lives next to red. The one that is orangely out of its head. That giggles and titters and rolls in the aisle. No matter what happens, guffaws all the while. Old Orange. As flip as a high-spinning coin. Or a stone-skipping lottery skips. As free as a spree with a bird supposed to be. If a spree with a bird could be free, why not? An orangey bird with orangey wings, with orangey songs that it orangey sings, that orangely comes as it orangely goes, laughing in orange from its head to its toes. When everything's orangey goofy like this, trouble's a joke, just an orangey joke, so sorrow and sadness and sigh, just jokes to poke orangey pokes at. Only one trouble, trouble's orange, if you please. That's in the morning. It's the trouble called squeeze. Changing orangey orange into vitamin C's.
Autumn is for me the best season in the city. Oh, so much to love. See it on the ground and up above. Leaves transforming, colors warming. There's no denying it, I just love the color of orange. It's my favorite color, orange. Maybe it could be your favorite color. I like Halloween, pumpkins all around, they don't scare me. And when I eat lunch, munch, 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 hear my carrots crunch. We're not done yet,
whoa,
don't you forget,
whoa,
one more little thing.
Just one day.
If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you. Newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Summer was coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were
were showing off their skills. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on, kiss her, go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer. That summer,
if I had to choose just one day.
Once again, Nat Cole.
When it's summer all around me, what will I be going through? Will I still be longing for you? Will I still remember? Summer goes its way, and it comes December. What if I by then forget? What if you?
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a time, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled up her hair. Though tomorrow wasn't there, we were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow, once upon a time, never comes.
This guy who's a regular guy who lived a regular life, got up 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast, kissed the same wife goodbye every morning, went to the same office, came home. This he did Monday through Friday. On Saturdays he played with the children, did handiwork around the house. Sundays he took the family out in the station wagon to the suburbs. And there they looked at the houses and the trees, the billboards, the gasoline stations and the railroad crossings. And his life might have gone on like this forever. Except one night something strange happened to him. You see, he went to bed at 10:30 and some of his friends stayed up later. And one of them, closing up a place that closed at 2 in the morning, decided to call this regular liver and said, "What time is it?" Telephone. Well, he woke up and he said, "Who's this? Who's this? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's no time to call. Bye." But the practical joker called every night, 2 o'clock in the morning. He did this for 2 weeks. The friend cajoled, said, "Who is it? Stop." Finally, after 2 weeks, the practical joker lost interest in the joke and did stop. Then came 2 o'clock, and the phone didn't ring. So he woke up. Why isn't the phone ringing? He discovered it.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Over 600 firefighters from America are in Canada helping battle the wildfires. Smoke from those fires is once again wafted across the border, causing poor air quality. Meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
The smoke is spreading across upper areas of upstate New York, New England.
Texas House Republicans passed the newly redrawn congressional maps. Now it moves to the full Texas House for a vote. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
Democrats have said they would flee the state to prevent a vote on the map. That could happen as early as Tuesday.
Federal officials are investigating former special counsel Jack Smith for his probes of then-former President Trump. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The likely purpose of this investigation is to put Jack Smith in the hot seat and keep going this narrative that Jack Smith was involved in political activities, not legitimate prosecutorial activities.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.